Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
This is God's Journey Child, Theodore Chestnut, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
What's good, radio family? TPV Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. Just pick your flavor, starting with The Psalmist Voice Reloaded every Sunday at 2 p.m., Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. The Psalmist Voice Presents, which is a showcase for all artists, business, and entrepreneurs by appointment only. The Caribbean Pepper Pot is back every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. The Love Potion every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Also, we have our new show every Monday at 12 noon. It's The Grub and the return of The Williams Review every Monday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 1 p.m. Also, Men Let's Talk to be announced. TPV Radio is also broadcasting on KBRG, The Bridge. Just download 365 Live, search KBRG, The Bridge, and you're in there. Walk with us. Let's go.
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair. Like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, are you ready?
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk? Let's go!
Psalmist Voice presents Let's Go.
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Thank you.
Hello? You there, Veronica?
Yeah.
I don't think he's here. Let's get ready to rumble. Maybe we should call back. Oh. Your hands, oh. Oh Lord, I'm crying now.
going every single morning. But welcome, Angelo and Veronica, to the Psalmist Voice Presents. How are you this morning?
Doing great.
We're great, thank
you.
Doing,
brother?
Thank you so much for having us.
No, I thank you. I'm going to get my fan stuff out of the way real quick, and we can get to business. My mother had listened to your music when I was only a teenager, and I'm not being disrespectful at all by your season, but I was listening to this song when I was a teenager. This song got me through so much stuff, from bullying to being called too skinny, all this stuff that I was going through as a teenager. I put this song on, and I would feel great. So I wanted to commend both of you that you can cross generational boundaries as far as a kid like me all the way in New Jersey listening to you and your music that you put out. And we've listened
Praise
to
God.
Every single song that you have put out. We thank God for your ministry. We thank God for your anointing, because I'm telling you, for the African-American community, I'm going to tell both of you, honestly, being in this industry, knowing what it's about, you two have made so much of an impact, it's not even funny. Just for you to even cross all genres and still be able to make an impact, it's not about race, it's about the kingdom. And you two continue to pave the way. And I just want to tell you, just as a fan, before we get into the show, that both of you have made a tremendous impact on my life, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so very much for the ministry God has birthed in both of you. Thank you.
Wow.
Jesus did it for you, my brother.
Wow.
Yes.
Jesus did it. We've
yes,
done
sir.
Nothing. You
yes.
know, all we do is obey God. You know,
yes, sir.
God does the saving. God does the healing. God does the deliverance. And we give all the glory to Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
And yes,
praise God
I'm,
for your life, man. And you know, you didn't realize it, man, but when they were calling you skinny, man, they didn't know that you were probably the only gospel person around that was skinny.
Yeah.
That's a compliment.
Yeah, I was so busy trying to make sure I don't gain those extra pounds. It was not even funny. I'm like, Lord, you know, I'm gonna take a photo op and I'm looking bloated here. What's going on here? But yeah, but, yeah. as years go by, you know, you get older and things happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but God graces you with health and strength. And hey, you know, we're here in 2019. God has shifted
my
territory. And now, I have.
The older, the gospel music gets, the bigger it gets.
Yes, yes. Because I've noticed
a
lot.
I'm not talking about popularity.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I'm talking about grit.
Well, I have to say the Lord has been awesome to you too. You look exactly the same, honestly. I mean, I'm not even trying to be funny. You look exactly the same.
We'll,
just
give
a little
you $30
more.
Later. Praise God for your life, man.
Well, I praise God for you. And again, thank you for taking the time out of your schedules to come here and be a part of the show. And, you know,
man.
I thank you for the dialogue back and forth that we have off air. And, you know, your hearts are truly humble. And to pick a little guy like me to come on the show tonight, I thank you. That shows a lot about your character as far as being men and women of God, and also the ministry that you put forth year in and year out. But I'm truly excited. But I want to go into the journey, because I really am excited about the journey. I was also introduced to the both of you when I went to the concert
It was back in 96 or 7. You opened for Commissioned. It was in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. There was a concert. It was a Commissioned concert, and you two opened for them. And this is
Don Mayer's church.
Correct, yes. And I was sitting there in the pew. I mean, well, they didn't have pews, but the chairs.
Sure.
But anyway, I was sitting there, right? And they introduced Angelo and Veronica. You guys start off with God Knows. That song with God Knows that's the song that really introduced me to Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Because you two started singing.
Praise Jesus.
This is before the light came on when, you know, of course you have the lights that they fade in and fade out. Well, they were fading on.
They should have kept the lights off.
I'm talking
when Fred hit the stage, you should have kept the lights off.
Yeah, man. Fred
scared people to death.
Yeah, I was wow, this guy is like tall and big and all, you know, but anyway, but I wanted to share about testimony in regards to when you came out, because this is when you first introduced God Knows. You sung it live, and mm-hmm. both of you started singing, and you were hitting all the bars, you were hitting all the runs before you even got into the song. When the lights came on, I looked at my buddies, because all, you know, my buddies, we were predominantly, we were African-American church. When the lights came on, honestly, my mouth dropped. I was like, oh my goodness, are you kidding me? You know, and I heard both of your testimonies. Yes, I heard both of your testimonies on Facebook Live in regards to your trouble in the industry in regards of your sound. Because I'm telling you, you do not sound where you come from. You don't. Just closing your eyes and listening.
Yeah. I just got to say this, man. You know, my wife and I weren't trying to sound anything but who we were.
Correct.
See, we're fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God, and we're not about trying to imitate nobody. We're about what God has created, and you just do what God tells you to do and obey Him. So, I mean, it wasn't out of a sound. It wasn't out of trying to be a sound. It was just out of being Angelo and Veronica. That's it.
Correct.
You know, so, I mean, it has nothing to do with race or color or anything else. I mean, people will take it and do what they want with it.
Correct.
God will take what He's given, and He'll do what He wants with it. See,
right.
We'll let
That's
His will be done. His kingdom be His kingdom come. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's really the heart of Angelo and Veronica. We're not trying to be anybody but who we are. You know, we're from Boston, New York. We didn't even realize what gospel music was and where it was racially.
Right.
You know what I mean? We didn't even realize the implications of what that even meant. I mean, I'm being honest with you, man.
We
didn't understand all that. No, because my wife and I came from a different place. I mean, my wife was from the Bronx. I'm from Boston. I was around blacks, whites, greens, and blues all my life. I never
Correct.
Knew the ignorance was that deep in the church, because we didn't grow up in the church.
Yeah.
I grew up in clubs.
There you go.
So I didn't have that divisiveness that was created by probably the gospel industry itself in the church.
Yeah. Yes.
The church
and
is
that,
the most divisive place in the world.
You better tell
we
it.
We create that. The church creates that. And that's
Correct.
Why Paul was beheaded, because of the false church. Because he was exposing the works of darkness and exposing the foolishness that was going on within the church structure. He spent his life talking about the fake, phony church and how they're not, you know, it wasn't, it's not God, you know, the God of the Jesus of the Bible. It's not even talking about the Jesus of the Bible. So what the church did was they took it a step further and pulled people away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need one another, man. We don't need hatred. We don't need to be divisive. We don't need to be segregated. We need to be integrated. Integrated.
Yes.
What am I saying? But you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do.
We need to be together as brother and sisters and lay down, and like what Paul said, forget those things that lie behind. Let's press toward the mark. In other words, we got a bigger fish to fry than being divided.
Correct.
Much bigger.
Correct.
We can't allow the government or the church or anybody else to divide what God has brought together.
That's right. That's right.
So that's our heart, man.
Yes, and I connected to that because I'm from
Amen.
Jersey. So
are you from North Jersey?
I'm from Central Jersey, from where Jersey City is located, Irvington, Plainfield, New Jersey, in Central Jersey. That's where I'm located,
you know,
born and raised.
No, well, I lived in South Jersey and North Jersey.
Yes. Yeah, I wouldn't know. Camden is in South, and I don't know where.
Okay. We lived in Orange.
Yeah.
But
I lived in
it wasn't
New
very
York
orange.
And in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. So like, but that's the beauty of the ministry. When God sees your heart, this is the thing that really frustrated me with the business, and it really, and now I understand why both of you made the decision that you've made, because seeing success in the industry that you were in, you were crossing boundaries, you were shaking up the game, you were doing stuff that people ain't even, what in the world, they didn't know what to do. So by both of you going in the midst of gospel and, you know, CCM and all these little things, and you're able to still make that impact regardless of what your race was, that's what this whole thing is about. You just said that, Angelo. We are so divided in race and so divided in denomination that the Lord wants us to come together. And that's why we have so much division in the faith, because we got the gospel divided. We have the churches divided. We have people divided. We have even radio divided. So it's ridiculous how, if we're all supposed to be bringing each other up and exalting the name of Jesus Christ, why are we so divided? I don't care what color you are. I was raised from the north. We had a melting pot just like both of you. There was no such thing as color until I'm to the south. I was like, oh, I'm black? I forgot, you know? So for me, it was a shock. And in the Bible Belt and how it's so divided in that aspect, it really threw me off, because my heart was to not only sing from what God gave me, but also use the gift that God gave me, which was preaching the word of God. But anyway, this ain't about me. Mm-hmm. I'm trying not to preach. But you can't put preachers on the same line, because we're going to end up going way off topic.
Well, you know what, brother?
Amen.
If we obey the word of God, the word of God says, bless those that curse you, pray for those who despitefully use you. In other words, instead of fighting back and lashing back at hatred, lash back with love.
Yes.
Let God be your defender. Let God be your avenger. Trust me, God will. He will divide. You know, he will make it happen for you if you just let God be God.
Amen.
And a lot of times we want to take it in our own hand. Hey, I'm not going to be talked to like that. Oh,
what?
Really? Well, then let God, then just take God out of the equation.
Yes, sir.
See where that gets you.
Yes, sir. And a lot of times we have to go through, as my mom used to tell me, you have to go through the school of hard knocks. And unfortunately, for a lot of us, we go through that. And we try to put God on the side. Oh, I got it, God, because I'm educated enough, or you gave me the talent enough, or whatever it is that he blessed us with. We forget that God gave it to us in the first place. And it's for us to use for his glory, not ours. If it's your time to be exalted and elevated, to make a statement and a difference, which both of you have done, and I can applaud you for that, because you humbled yourself to the point that the industry had no clue where both of you went. I didn't even know where both of you went. I was waiting for your next album, but then you came out, and this is how we connected. And I'm like, wow. I said, they are coming back stronger because of the anointing of God, that they consecrated themselves, got out of the poison of the industry. Yes, I said it, and I'm not going to get in trouble this statement, but it's the truth. Yeah. The poison of the gospel, CCM, all this stuff that we're doing.
Wow.
Yes, it's great to have a gift. It's great to have an anointing, but how far are you pushing your soul? And this is what it's about.
Right.
Is your soul being corrupted?
And
this
right.
is the problem.
Amen.
And,
you're so right. You're so right.
Yes. I defend my – because we are strong for independent artists on this platform. But I tell them every single time, it's about God first. If God wants to elevate you to another platform, you use that platform to knock the devil's head clean off, because a lot of times we get so caught up in the glory, but we're not giving God any glory, and then our personal lives start to be affected. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all things will be added unto you. A lot of times we want to put ourselves first. We want to seek ye first the industry and what they got for us. And, you know, you might as well be seeking Satan, because he'll give you whatever you want. So he can divide the body of Christ, so that he can come in and destroy what God has put in place. So we've got to put things in perspective spiritually when we're talking about gospel music. Mm-hmm. What is gospel music? It's a sound, right?
Correct.
I mean, it should be just music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now they have praise and worship genre. They got all kinds of genres. How do you put God in a genre?
I was just
explain that to me, please. What genre is Jesus in?
None.
He ain't in your genre.
No.
He ain't in your mess. He ain't signed with Sony. He ain't signed with Capitol. He ain't signed with Benson. He ain't signed with Providence. He ain't signed with Kirk Franklin. He ain't signed with all the mess of an industry that has nothing to do with ministry. Nothing
Correct.
To do with it.
Correct.
Nothing, people. Please get it in order.
Well,
you got my Sunday message already lined up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was back in 2015 where God put it in our hearts to start the Higher Place Church. And the Loving Me to the Truth broadcast. And one of the things that the Lord put in our hearts was it was very hard for us, but the Lord put in our hearts to just put down music completely.
There you go.
Not just the music industry, but music completely.
Yep.
And we did that. We were like, okay, you know, that's it.
Okay, God.
You know, we're moving on to whatever God has. But then after that time, God gave us more music than ever. You know, we're like, okay, what are we supposed to do with all these songs? You know, and God said, just sing them, you know? But this time around, you know, it's like, it's just going to be for me.
Correct.
Hallelujah.
You know, and so God brought us back around, you know, full circle to why we were doing what we were doing in the first place, to serve God.
And Veronica, you know? And brother, you know, people need to know about this, not just the music industry, but they have to know about their idols that the music industry has created.
Hello.
Okay, and what they got to realize is these people are flawed. beyond measure. It's in other words, when you call it gospel music, oh, really? Well, no, gospel music should be in its purest form. In other words, your life should reflect that of Jesus Christ. If your life, if you, not that we're perfect or we don't make mistakes, no, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying, what I am saying is those that call themselves a brother in 1 Corinthians 6:9, what Paul said, who call themselves a brother who are in sexual immorality, right? Fornication, you know, adultery, adulterous, homosexuality.
Whoa.
Okay. And then Paul said, well, such was some of you, right? Such was some of you. In other words, we were there, correct? In our sin. And then he said, but then you were washed by the blood of the Lamb. Okay, Jesus washed you clean. You can't go back to that, oh, I'm an adulterer now, or I'm a fornicator, or I'm a homosexual. No, you got to stop it right now.
Correct.
If you call yourself a brother. And we have an industry full of sin, and nobody wants to talk about it.
Oh.
Nobody wants to. Oh, shh, please don't talk. Don't you judge me. Don't you judge me, brother. Oh, really? Okay. How am I judging you? Am I in adultery? You know, show me my adultery. Show me my homosexuality. Show me my fornication. Show me those things, and then you can call me a hypocrite. But Jesus said, the word says, judge those not hypocritically.
Correct.
In other words, we're to judge those. We're to go to them and say, look, brother, hey, man, you got to stop sleeping with 15 women. And calling yourself a gospel singer.
Correct.
I don't mention no names. I'm just telling
Correct.
You they're there.
Yes.
They're out
yes.
there. I mean, you know, there's a guy that just got exposed out the other day. Big producer in gospel music.
Oh, yeah.
Sleeping with a 14-year-old girl.
Wow.
I mean, this
wow.
is where we're
wow.
at, people.
Wow.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
And you call yourself a brother. You ain't no. You're not my brother.
No. Mm-mm. No.
You ain't my
and
brother. I don't care what color you are. You could be green.
Correct. So
if you're disobeying,
you know,
God's word, you are not my brother. How
correct.
Is it possible? How could two walk together? Amos said in Amos 3, how could two walk together at least they be in agreement?
Correct.
So we got to bring the word back, and we have to rightfully divide it, and we have to separate the wheat from the tares, right? We have to.
Yes.
We have to divide this place of Christianity. And it's not about judging somebody. It's about calling it what it is.
Correct.
Sin.
Yep.
That's it, brother.
And
I had to deal with my own sin. You know, so but then when Jesus said in Luke 13:3, repent or likewise perish. Correct?
Yes.
There's your
yes.
There's your salvation. There's your Christianity right there in Luke 13:3. Repent.
Mm.
And if you don't repent, you ain't going to heaven.
There you go.
Sorry. That's it, brother.
There you go.
I hate to put the whole pot.
And see, and that's what the whole gospel music industry has moved away from.
There
is
you go.
The message of the gospel.
Of the God.
And that's what we realized. And that's what we realized that we had gotten away from as well.
That's
we
right.
repented to the Lord for that.
That's exactly right.
You know,
right,
because
Veronica.
The people we had partnered with, because the people we were hanging with, we had gotten away from the message of the gospel. And so that's what we got back to with Higher Place Church. The message, the true message of the gospel of Jesus Christ is Christ and him crucified, you know, him dying on the cross, him
there you go.
Being buried and risen again on the third day. You know, him dying for our sins, not so that we can continue on in our sins, but so that we would have the power to overcome. You know,
amen.
That's so
good, Veronica.
That's what God is teaching us in our lives now, and that's what we are bringing to other people. You know,
and I just
want to
say this, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this to the young people, young artists. There's a lot of young Christian artists that want to walk on the same pathway that these artists that have created such poison, you know, like the Sunday's Best and all that other mess.
Oh, wow. Okay? Whoa. We ain't gonna go there.
Let me tell you something. Where is the Christianity? Okay, David said this.
Right.
King
Where
David
is
said,
the gospel?
"Blessed a man
Where is the gospel?
Who walketh." Right. Blessed a man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. How is Sony Music or Capitol Records godly? There ain't nothing godly. And in the Christian division, there ain't no Christians in the Christian division. It's not Christian. It is the world. If you love the world, you're an enemy of God. James spoke it. James 4. Read
right.
it. Okay. So my thing is, we got to go back to the word. So young people, don't lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and God will direct your path. You don't have to have an industry in your path to take your music to to another place. Lay it at the feet of Jesus. Let him lift it up. Let him rise it up. He'll do it.
Yes,
you don't need no music industry. Mm-hmm. Believe me.
And that's the biggest.
Go ahead,
Veronica.
If you have to sin to get to the top of success in this world, that's not blessed.
Yes,
no,
that is not blessed.
You have to sin to get in. Yeah, there you go.
And you said it. It's a poison. It's something that's corrupting your soul. And that's what we realized over all those years, that every time we were in part of these deals, you know, that they do in the industry, these industry deals, there was an actual demonic oppression over us, you know, stifling us, stifling our creativity and silencing us. You know?
Yes.
That's right. That's exactly right, Veronica.
And once we were able to get out of those deals, thank God, you know, it just we were able to see things clearly.
Yes.
You know?
And now, Veronica, we're able to see it for what it is. I wish your viewers could see what I have in my hand right now. This is for all you young Christian artists that want to be Kirk Franklin. Okay? Here you go. I have a check in my hand from Sony Music. 27 years in gospel music. You know what the check reads? $23.55.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
There's the oil. I could text it to you and show you.
Yep.
There's your music industry. Okay? There's your anointing. Come on, man.
Yeah, everything is really designed to take advantage of the artists and just the little people, you know?
Yeah.
Everything is
designed to
take advantage.
Like this girl, Lauren Daigle. When she was confronted with the gospel, she didn't have a defense for the gospel. And people are looking for a defense for the artist. Wait a minute. Where's your defense for the gospel? I don't want to hear about you.
Wow.
Don't whine and cry about you. Please give me a defense of the gospel. Know your word, man.
Correct.
Have a defense
Correct.
In your mouth. Otherwise, I'm fired up today.
No. We're flowing in the spirit because, I really couldn't get into a conversation with both of you off air because it was, you know, we're communication via internet. But I wanted to tell you this because this lines up to what we're talking about as far as Sunday's Best. The development of the next big thing, all this stuff. Now, I'm going to share this quick story. Now, my eyes were open when I went to Sunday's Best and I auditioned. I was blessed enough to make it. Yes, I was blessed enough to make it all the way up to see Donnie, to see Yolanda, and to see Kim Burrell. And I will never forget this moment in my life. And this was back in 2015. I stood up there and sung 10 seconds of Amazing Grace. I didn't even get to the whole song. Donnie says, up, stop. I look. He says, up, stop. I said, okay, why? Then he starts busting out laughing. Him and Kim. Yolanda's looking at both of them like, why are y'all laughing? Johnny says, and I quote, "You sound too churchy." What is that? Now, when I heard that, I was like, what? I said, I stood in line for all these hours.
Mrs. Church herself.
Yes. And I'm like,
she's the biggest church artist there is.
Yes. And they're both laughing at me. So Yolanda said something that changed my whole perspective on everything. She said, there is no doubt that God is talent, that God gave you a talent or a gift, because you wouldn't have came it this far. But I'm going to tell you, you know, home your craft, work on your craft, attack the song. She gave me some good advice. But that broke me to my core, because I looked up to these people. And this is before this whole industry thing is starting to unravel. It's even unraveling as we speak. And when I
left, you'll know them
by
their fruits, brother.
Correct.
You'll know them by their fruits.
Correct.
Well,
so I'm like,
you should have said to Donnie, he said, when was the last time I saw you with a woman?
And see,
how
you know
that?
What? Yeah. And at that point, I was not as strong as I am in the word. I wasn't. And I was just excited just to be there, just like most people. They're excited to be there. They made it all the way to
imposters. They're imposters, man.
Yeah, and then I went backstage. They took all the mics off and all that stuff. And here comes the camera in my face. And, you know, all of a sudden I'm like, okay, you know, I just had an awesome opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity that God given, because I know I made it out of all these people. I made it, and I know I wasn't even supposed to be here. So I thank God for the opportunity, and God bless you. You'll hear from me again soon. So here we are, 2019. So God steered my whole destiny to take it from singing to put it into radio and being able to help.
I have to say this. I saw that on television.
Wow.
I heard you sing on television.
You did.
I saw that because I remember it like it was yesterday. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. See, that exposes who they are or who they are not. See, they're industry people. They're not ministers.
Correct.
There's a big difference between being an industry person and a minister. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That whole show promotes industry. If you win the show, you get a check for 50 grand. And you get or a car, but then you sign your soul to For Your Soul Records, which is a part of Sony Music.
Yes.
See, blessed a man who walketh not
right
in the counsel of the ungodly.
Right, God protected you.
Yeah, he
God
did.
God protected you.
Yeah, he took you out of there, and you see, you
God
should have saw things
you.
For what they
the
are.
The same way God protected us.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And we'll never, ever, ever, ever feel bad again for not having
and
number
and
one,
and
for not having more
hey,
radio
hold on,
play.
Hold on.
Because you know what? Now we know how people get to where they are.
Hold on.
Correct.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt, and we will never feel bad about that again. And neither should you.
Never.
Well,
and let me tell you, brother, you know what they
Amen.
Promote there? They promote the gospel of inclusion. They promote
yes.
homosexuality and the LGBTQ
mm-hmm.
community. That's what
mm-hmm.
they—that's what they promote. Ala
yes.
Donnie, okay? Because
they
know,
promote
I'm confronting him.
And sororities.
Yep.
Wow.
You know, because
wow.
the industry is run by Freemasons.
Wake up, Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This is the reality of the situation, and more people
wow.
need to know this. Because
correct.
They need
and
to
just,
turn away from it and find alternative ways to share their music.
You know what? I have a message for the church and the
yes,
listeners
sir.
Of the world as it
yes,
comes
sir.
To that industry. The message is stop the stupid.
Wow.
Stop the stupid. We need to stop the stupid. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I mean that from the mouth of God. Guys,
amen.
We need to stop it. We need to stop
amen.
Promoting what is evil.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop promoting it. We need to know. We need to have a spirit of discernment so that we can look at this stuff and go, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. We're no different than the world. We're loving
no.
the things of this world.
And then,
if you look at the guys that were Kirk Franklin's lifting up, these guys are like women.
Yeah.
They sing like women. They don't sound like, if I want to hear a woman, I'm going to hear Veronica or Karen Clark.
Correct.
I don't want to hear no guy that sounds like a girl.
No.
With his tight, skinny pants and I mean, dressing inappropriately as a man.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we, man? Where are we, people?
Yeah.
You know what? You can hate Angelo all you want. You can say, he's a judgment. He's condemning people. I'm not condemning nobody. These folks are condemning themselves. And
correct.
It comes time that a real minister of the gospel needs to open their mouth and don't be like what Jesus calls in Revelation 21:8, a coward. Okay? And open your mouth and say, look at this, and look at the artist he brings on there, Donald Lawrence. What guy wears that kind of outfit? Come on, man. You don't know where that guy lives?
I've
confronted this person.
Nothing will ever change.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
You know, if nobody ever says anything, people won't know that certain things are wrong, and that's not a road that they should go down.
There you go.
Right.
You know, you have to warn people. That is part of the gospel.
That's exactly right,
Veronica. Warning people from going down a path that leads to destruction.
Mm.
And the industry is a path that leads to destruction. It destroys lives. I mean, Chaka Khan said that. She says the so-called music industry is demonic.
Hello.
And this is from somebody who is not a Christian. Saying it is demonic and that it takes people's, she says it takes people's essence, but essentially she means it takes your soul.
Soul.
It takes your soul.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And,
so that's,
and
that's
our, and,
wholeheartedly the path that we believe that we were on, that we said, you know what, God turned us around and said, you know what, no, you're going the other way, you know?
That's right.
And we're like,
we're going the narrow way, people.
And I just praise God that we were even able to even recognize that. So many people are deep into that. Their
correct.
Eyes are completely closed.
Correct. Correct.
They don't
see
that there's anything wrong. They think they're serving God.
Wow.
Well, I saw the trend happening when we had the punch of reality TV shows, and I realized then something, because I'm like, wait a minute. I was like, what are you doing? You're exposing that it's okay to live a certain lifestyle.
Wow.
It's okay to push and promote. Okay, I don't have. It's not a secret. We have now. We in radio. We have the gospel legends. We got Erica Campbell with her radio show. We got Donnie McClurkin with his radio show. We got Kirk Franklin now with his radio show, trying to pretty much poison little guys because that's what it is.
It's imposters,
so,
brother.
Right.
Yes.
It's
so
imposters.
When you have yes, sir. And when you have a positive impact that's shaking the ground of what this whole thing is truly about, people forget that Satan was the prince of praise and worship. They forget
he's
that
he's the prince of the air, right?
Correct. So what goes in the air is what we're producing as
come
as
on,
artists,
man.
As musicians, what we're putting in the air is setting the atmosphere. And if we're injecting people that have a gift from God, and we're injecting them with the poison. They think they're singing praises of God, but the whole time their mouth is opening into the atmosphere, the devil is slowly taking their soul. And when the next deal comes on the table and you're about to sign on the dotted line, you lost more of yourself because the essence of Jesus Christ is slowly being sapped out of you and you become a shell. And you're doing exactly what the industry's telling you, how to dress, how to say
that's
stuff,
right.
how to this, how
that's
to that.
Right.
Whoa.
And I know, And I noticed from your album covers, this may be a criticism, but what I've noticed with every album cover from start to finish, you two were growing further and further apart. Just on the album cover. Because every album that both of you have produced, you two were always embraced. You always were together. You always had the silhouette of love surrounding.
Yeah, I mean, the industry is famous for breaking up marriages and families.
Correct.
That's part of the whole scheme of the enemy.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Look at that little thing that Kirk Franklin did which he thought was gonna, you know, make him look good was to expose the street preacher Ty, the little white guy.
Who's
shorter than Kirk Franklin? Okay.
Yes.
And if Kirk Franklin walked across the street with his smug self, and everybody supported Kirk Franklin, I'm like, wait a minute, he didn't even have a word in his mouth to defend the gospel.
Yes.
The whole meeting afterwards was about defending Kirk Franklin. It wasn't about defending the gospel.
Exactly. Okay?
And then Kirk Franklin's pastor, who didn't have word in his mouth, okay? So the street preacher exposed both of them for who they were. You will know them by their fruits.
Their fruits. That's right.
We're in a social media age. We're in a public age. In other words, if you want to defend yourself, defend yourself publicly, like the street preacher did. He wasn't defending. Ty was not defending Ty.
Correct.
He was defending the gospel.
Correct.
And if you come against
a
prophet, it was a prophecy. It was a prophetic word. And see, we're so twisted in what we think prophecy is. We think prophecy, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be famous. Okay? And I gave this guy $1,000. Now I'm going to be even richer. Okay?
Uh-oh.
No, a prophetic word that guy gave to Kirk Franklin, he better heed it.
Correct.
Because let me tell you something, it's not going to end well. You keep doing what you're doing, and something worse is going to happen to you. That's what
Jesus
said. Keep doing what you're doing. Yeah.
Yes, you can tell by his persona, his face. And I noticed, and I said this a couple of shows back.
It ain't a black and white issue either.
No,
friend.
It's not. It's a spiritual issue. Yes, you can see his face as every album that came out, and when he was on TV and the big old thing about Kanye West and all that stuff, you could see the spirit in his face. But I'm getting off topic, guys. I'm trying not to preach, but we're all flowing off each other, and that's the spirit of God. So, you know, forgive me for the politically correct people that are listening, that we're not staying on task, but this is what God does. He totally changes the game and throw a wrench in everything, and I praise God
yeah,
for
will.
It. But I definitely
oh, yeah, he
want
will.
Yes, sir. I definitely want to I wanted to do something special musically for you. I was brought to my attention a few months back that a very close friend of both of you by the name of Sarah Gaines. I just found out she passed on to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
And these two I grew up listening to also. So I know how close you two were to Billy and Sarah Gaines. But I wanted to play a song dedicated to the Gaines family and also dedicated to both of you because I know you guys shared the same passion. I wanted to do that, and then I wanted to go into your music. Basically, what you did is repackage the music. So I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this song in this time right now to the Gaines family and also to both of you because I know how close you were. And then we're going to go right into another song. I'm going to play God Knows because I love what both of you've done with this particular version of God Knows. So I'm going to let the family hear the new music from Angelo and Veronica. We have them in the building. Angelo and Veronica is here. So sit back, family, relax. Enjoy the sounds of Billy and Sarah Gaines, and then you will hear Angelo and Veronica. God knows. We pray that these songs will minister. We'll be right back right after this. Don't move a muscle.
This is the sound of the voice.
Somebody here has a broken heart. Somebody's gonna cry when they're all alone.
Somebody here just does not quite yet understand that Jesus died to bear everything. Somebody here has a question now, wondering if father's ever hurt this way. Somebody's dying just to know that Jesus hears every single groan, and he will never leave you.
This is God's Journey Child, Fed Old Chestnut, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
I was on. there was last hope. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. That was the wrong song. But it's all good because it ministered to the flow of the Lord that we're in right now. But again, I just wanted to get this across. How can the family get your music? How can the family get in touch with both of you in regards to your ministry? But talk about that just for a minute, about your ministry, about when God steered you to do the church, you know, because that was a transition all in itself. And we're speaking on all major subjects that need to be addressed. And I know that's been your heart's cry, to deliver the people of God from the manipulation of not only in the industry, but in the world. But can you share a quick testimony in regards to your transition of being pastors and being able to transition that to your music? Because you can hear the difference now of your singing. You can hear the voice of God when both of you are singing. It's not just, we're doing it in industry, we're doing it because we're supposed to stay on this certain task, and it's none of that. You can hear Andrew and Veronica at its best. But give the family a little bit about the transition, and give the family all the information about Higher Place Church and where they can reach you and all that, from Facebook, Twitter, all that. Just give the family a little bit of backdrop on that.
Well, first, I just want to say this. Veronica, I just want to say this. My wife and I, when we talk about the music industry, it's not a personal issue. It's not a personal assault on Kirk Franklin, Donald Lawrence, Fred Hammond, whoever it may be. It's been a personal attack on the devil.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do these people, are they involved in something that they shouldn't be involved with? I believe that's true. But the reality is, if somebody doesn't share it and speak it and let people know, they'll continue to do what they do, and nobody will get you, nothing will change. You know, people need to know the truth. And that, Veronica, you can elaborate on our church and what we believe. But I just want to say this: it is not a personal assault on anybody. It's a personal assault on the devil.
Amen.
It's exposing the work of darkness that Paul spoke about in Ephesians 5:11. People, read your Bibles. Go ahead, Veronica.
Yeah, no, I just want to say that Higher Place Church started this in 2015. God had been nudging us to start a church for quite some time, and we were like, no, oh God, you know, it was the last thing that we ever wanted to do.
I can co-sign.
I mean, really, it was the last. What's that?
I can co-sign on what you're saying. I definitely agree with that.
Oh my goodness, it was a lot. I mean, it was just. I mean, still to this day, it's like, you know what? It makes me fearful. How do you say? It gives me the fear of God.
Correct.
Let's put it that way.
Correct.
And I think that's exactly what God wanted to do, though. You know, because Higher Place Church has changed our lives. Because we had no idea what it was going to be. None.
Mm.
None at all. We had no idea what it was going to be. So God has just shaped this and molded this. We're like, you know what, God, this is yours. Our whole lives is yours. Our music is yours. I mean, that was another thing that God just turned around, you know, where it was like he had to get that music out of the hands of the industry and into his hands.
Yeah,
and it was just the same thing with our lives. It was just like we became just totally surrendered, putting down our music, putting down our lives. Because you know what, we were trained to do music from really young,
and
we were kind of being groomed to be pop artists, you know, and that was something that we totally walked away from, that we just couldn't stomach, and we just couldn't do it.
Yes,
you know. And that was before Higher Place Church. So there were certain things that we couldn't, that we absolutely could not succumb to, you know,
yes.
even before Higher Place Church. But Higher Place Church was just like a just absolute, total, complete surrender to God. It was like, okay, God, your will be done and not ours, and we're putting down our lives now, you know?
Yes,
and it's like
yes,
so many Christians
yes.
never, ever get to that point. It's like we, mm-hmm. you say you live for God, but you're living for yourself. You
yes.
know, you're doing what you want to do. You know, so it just God brought us to that place of fully
yes.
surrendering our will to Him, and that's what Higher Place Church is all about. We're not doing, we're not up there on Facebook Live for popularity. I mean,
mm-hmm.
my goodness, but some of the things that we say and that we offend. More than half of anybody that comes on there. And I mean, that's not, you know what I'm saying? Singers
well,
don't
yes.
do that.
Jesus offended
singers
yes.
don't do that.
Believe
singers
yes.
are just looking for popularity. They're just looking for people to purchase their music. And
yes.
you know,
we're
no,
yes.
God said
for
no.
people to repent.
You are going
yes.
to
we want
preach
folks to
the
repent.
Gospel. You're going to preach my gospel, and that's what you're going to do. You know, and it was
Amen.
Like, you know what,
Amen.
God? It, God just turned our lives around. God is healing me of a childhood
Hallelujah.
Disease, something that I've had
wow.
since I was 3 years old. God is
My
healing
God.
Me. I mean, just what God, I mean, I was just like, God, I just would not trade this for the world, what you're doing
yeah.
in
Amen.
Me
Amen.
Right now.
In
and,
us.
And
Amen.
So what God, right, so what God is doing in us, that's really just what we're bringing to the people. You know, and God is so changing our lives and continue to. You know what? This is it. God is saving our souls.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
God
Amen.
Is saving
Praise
our souls.
Jesus.
You know,
Amen.
And He has recovered us from the snare of the enemy.
Come
and
on,
He's just, you know, He's lifted us up out of the pit. You know, this is
That's
what
right.
God does. And some
Amen.
People don't even realize they're in a pit. You know,
no.
so that's why Higher Place is so probably offensive to a lot of people. Some people don't even know that they're in this pit and they're in this place where the devil has trapped them in. So that's what we're
I think
trying
it's a,
to
I think
get
it's a
this
desperate
word
cry,
out.
Veronica. Yeah. It's a desperate
yeah.
cry.
So,
you know, people,
yeah.
people
so,
misconstrue our passion and for meanness.
Mm.
What do we gain by exposing the works of darkness? What did Paul gain by exposing names?
Yeah.
By exposing
Correct.
The works of darkness. What did he gain? He got beheaded for it.
Correct. Correct.
So the
Correct.
This ministry started really with prayer. It just started with praying, and we now still do that. Since 2015, we still pray together, almost every single night. Angela and I pray together, and that's
unless
something that
I'm
we
snoring.
Didn't do. You know, we always prayed separately, but not together. And
Correct.
So that's
Correct.
Something that we have been doing every single, almost every night. You know, and we
yes.
love it so much. It's brought us closer together. And
Amen.
And we are receiving answers to prayers, you know, and
Amen.
There's just something about husband and wife and two becoming one. And
Correct.
And that's it. That is Higher Place Church, you know.
Amen.
And it's blessed our lives. It's changed our lives.
Amen.
So
and
people
even
can join us on Sundays. At 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it's just on our Facebook Live. They can look up Angelo and Veronica Petrucci. So, or they can go to higherplacechurch.com.
Amen. And
yeah,
even with
yeah.
the transition from the church, and then you wrote the book, How I Made It Out Alive,
yeah.
and then you had, and then both of you are still teaching, you know, classes with, you know, being vocal coaches and teachers with that. So
yes.
this is like a transition. Like you can see the transition of God that He's took you out, He gutted you out, He put what He wanted inside of you. Then He reintroduced
Amen.
You to the world. Veronica wrote her book. That was a, I mean, it's blessing women and men all over the world. That book is an awesome, awesome testament of where God has taken you and where he's put you now. And then you're in the movie, and then now you have the classes, and now you're pastors, and now you're back. Like, what? So, you know, wait a minute.
How Is It Not Alive book is an experience that something that I went through 22 years ago where where I mean I grew up with a spirit of fear and and 22 years ago I remember we were doing very well in our ministry. We were traveling the world. We had just won Dove Awards. Everything was seemingly going well in our ministry and in our marriage. And one day, my husband took our son out. He was just only about 5 or 6 months old. He had took him out for the day to give me a break. And when they left, I planned to take my life.
Wow.
Because that was my secret struggle, was fear, anxiety, which led to depression, which led to suicidal thoughts.
My God.
And I mean, that was just normal for me. That had become my normal. Okay. And I remember that day I was like, okay, I'm really going to do it this time. I'm going to take my life. You know, I mean, I saw no hope. It was just complete. I was just living in complete darkness, you know?
Wow.
And I remember the, a voice, saying to me, you are not a good wife. You are not a good mother. You are not a good Christian. And you'd be doing more harm than good by staying in the world, and that I should take my life.
Wow.
So that's exactly what I heard in my spirit. And I heard those voices very often. And it was speaking to me through a spirit of fear. It was speaking to my insecurities. It was a spirit of heaviness over my life, you know, which we call depression, you know, something is something that is very, very oppressive, and it oppresses you, and it keeps you exactly where it wants you and not doing the will of God.
Amen.
You know? So after that day, I praise God. Oh, my husband, Angelo, and our son came home, and it was just like the very presence of God, the very presence of my family saved my life that day. I mean, that's why it's like I made it out alive. I made it out alive out of almost, you know, taking my own life, you know, and the enemy just closing in on me the way he was. And but after that time, I started making changes in my life. I started somebody had given me a promise book on the road, and I started highlighting. This is when this is when my journey started in learning the Word of God. You know, I started highlighting scriptures that spoke to fear, that spoke to insecurity, that spoke to depression. You know, I started highlighting scriptures 2 Timothy 1:7, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And Psalm 139:14, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. And Jeremiah 29:11, for God, God knows the plans that he has for us, plans for welfare, not for calamity, to give us a future and a hope. And I just started with a few scriptures. And then I just started adding on to them. And that became my medicine. That became my medicine for fear. That became my medicine for anxiety and depression. So I would do that every single day. I would speak those words. I would speak the Word of God. I would pray it. I would meditate on it, everything. And then, I mean, my life just from that moment on, 22 years ago, my life started to change. I started to see the world differently. I started to see myself differently. I started to love myself, and I started to see God differently, because I realized I had misunderstood God, and I was learning all over again who God was. And that is so, so pivotal, that we learned who the God of the Bible really is.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Otherwise, we walk in idolatry.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we only
so
have
God
a few.
Just,
we only have a. Go ahead. Finish your statement.
No. I was just going to say that God changed my life forever, and that's how I made it out alive. And I just map out the steps of how people can get out of fear and depression.
Amen. Amen. Well, I know we only have a few minutes left to go, but I know, Angelo, you wanted to go ahead and interject on what your wife was saying. And please, again, let the family know where they can watch you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We got so much stuff nowadays, it's not even funny. And also how they can get your music and all that stuff, because I know a lot of people that are out there have been waiting for Angelo and Veronica to come back, but I know what you guys are transitioning in. So just tell the family a little bit where they can get your music. Angelo, go ahead and make your statement in regards to what your wife was just saying, and then we can go ahead and close out the show with the truth. I love this jam. I pump him in my car every time I go pick up my kiddos. So, Angelo, you have the floor. Let them know where they can get you, all that stuff, and we're going to close the show out with the truth. Go ahead, sir. You have the floor.
I just want to thank you for your time, and I want to thank you for allowing us to share what's in our hearts. And it's not about, again, it's about exposing the works of darkness. And you know what? I so celebrate what Veronica shared, because her life means everything. Not only to me,
amen,
but it means a lot to the church. It means a lot to the body of Christ. That when God does something great, we need to expose that. We need to expose,
amen,
the things that God does. Okay, we're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And I praise God for the testimony of my wife and others that have come out and have been dealt hard times in life. But Veronica, share where they can get all our information. We love you here at Higher Place Church, loving you to the truth. You know what? You know what? Everybody's at the way, but you need to meet the truth at some point. And that's where the rubber meets the road, is when you meet the truth, who's Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Veronica.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Christopher, for having us. You've been such a blessing. Thank you for allowing us to share our hearts and to, minister, the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that's the most important thing for us. But people can join us on they can go to higherplacechurch.com. We do our Facebook Live 3 p.m. Central Standard Time on Sundays. So they can go to Angelo and Veronica Petrucci on Facebook. We're also on Instagram and Twitter. And they can get our music at angeloandveronica.com. And they can also find out more about our Master Your Voice. We also teach voice now online, so they can find out more information at angeloandveronica.com. And you can get the How I Made It Out Alive book and our music.
Amen. Well, Angelo and Veronica, thank you again for taking the time out to come on the show today. We are definitely humbled and honored to have you and have your ministry come forth through our platform, because, again, I don't believe, yes, we have formats and all this other stuff, but I really believe and truly believe that we connected in the Spirit of God and someone needed to hear it. With all the formalities and all this stuff, we got what we had to get through the airwaves, and that's the message of Jesus Christ, period.
Amen.
And how God can take two individuals, reshape them, remold them, revitalize them to go forth to do what God has called them to do. And this is a continuous testimony, not only to myself and my wife, but to any husband and wife that's out there that can go through the snares of the fowler and the snares of the enemy and still be able to come out and be effective in the kingdom of God. And that's why the truth will set you free. So we're going to end the show with this song, my jam, the truth. But Angelo and Veronica, before you go, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network would love for you to show some love to the family. Tell the family, what is your favorite radio network? We're the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. It's all good.
The Psalmist Radio Network. Woo!
Network. Yeah, baby.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm gonna talk to y'all. I'm gonna talk to y'all through Facebook off air because we had a time. So here we go, family. This is the truth from Andrew and Veronica. We love you. We pray that God will be an impact in your life, and He will bring a fresh revelation and understanding of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you're more than you think, and greater than you heard. We'll see you next time on the Simon's Voice Presents. We're out. Angela and Veronica, take it away. The truth. We out.
Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you.
My disciples in me, you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Shall make you free, shall make you free, shall make you. Oh! You don't have to be a slave,
a slave to sin.
You don't have to be in chains,
a place dark and thin.
Don't you know there is a light?
You're